woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
All right, here it is. Halfway through the week. Minus 12 right now. Going up to minus 5 later.
Ooh.
Ooh. Spoil me.
I know. It's, you know, the thing is, like I said yesterday, this snap lasts for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then we're probably out of it, and that might be it in terms of, like, aggressive cold.
Don't do that. Don't you give me hope.
I'm just throwing that out there. I want to sprinkle that on like salt. Now, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
A learning app called Babbel and one of their linguists just released a new report on dating terms that have been used during the pandemic. There's 7 of them. I want to test you guys and see how often you're using them, okay?
Let's go.
Number 1, zumping, getting dumped over Zoom.
Oh, never heard of it.
No.
Corona zone, when a physical relationship is delayed because of COVID fears.
When have you
I did that.
I was in the Corona zone in the last lockdown, yeah.
Have you used the phrase Corona zone?
Never.
No.
Okay, so that's a no. Lock blocking.
Never.
Canceling or rescheduling a date because of new lockdown rules.
No.
Onnomi, a Japanese term for drinking together online.
Okay, yeah. That's very popular right now.
Is it?
Have you used the term?
What's that? No, I have not.
Okay. FODA, fear of dating again. Adam?
Fear of committing again, I think.
Quarantine ship. No?
No.
A relationship that started during quarantine? No. And smugsalation, when a couple uses social media to flaunt how they're spending all their time together in person.
Nobody's using these terms.
No, I use all 7 of those.
Where'd
never
you find
heard
this
any
list?
Of these.
Where?
It sounds like you guys are giving me some smugsalation.
Jax, what about you?
This is where I am at the pandemic. What show is the worst show that you could ever just start watching casually on a Tuesday night?
Wow. I don't know. What do you got?
The answer is This Is Us. That's what I'm doing.
Why did you do that
to yourself? That's what I'm doing these days, guys. That's where I am in the pandemic. So
just wanted to cry, huh?
See you in the summer.
At least it's on CTV.
Producer Jesse.
Snapchat is rolling out a new feature that's going to encourage you to unfollow people who aren't following you.
Oh,
so it's whoever's not a mutual, it'll notify you and be like, hey, this person's not really your friend because they're not looking at your snaps.
Love that.
So unfollow it. Yeah, do you guys love this?
I love that idea. See, I feel like there's people that you follow that shouldn't follow you back, like celebrities and stuff
like that.
And then there's people that are like in your peripheral friend group where it's like, oh, you're not following me back anymore? Yeah, you're
it's
gone
like,
too.
It's
goodbye.
Like Greg.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, just follow me back.
You know, come on, Greg. Exactly.
Typically
it's not like
Greg.
Your content's that great.
Selfish.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No idea what it's like to be a lawyer, but I imagine it's pretty stressful.
Hard and tough.
It's just like, first off, let's be honest. Everybody's like, oh, you're a lawyer. Right? Like, I feel bad for lawyers at parties because you'll see them and they'll be like, hey, what do you do? Oh, well, I do this, I do that. And they're like, what do you do? You're a lawyer. Oh, yeah? Ripping people off.
Yeah, here's 5 lawyer jokes you've never heard.
Like, these people went to school for 7 years after high school. Like, just, we
their
need
days
them.
Are never done.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
They're working very hard defending helpless people at every
sometimes they have to defend people who don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there is a, they're obviously now with the pandemic, nobody's doing anything in person. So a lot of people who've been lawyers, and I imagine, you know, my parents, were they not, my dad and stepmom at least, were they not retired, imagine them kind of doing this. My mom, even, you know, figuring out Zoom on their own at home.
Oh, God.
And there is a lawyer who, on a very important Zoom call with a judge, could not figure out how to get the cat filter off. And the cat filter is when your face looks like a cat and the mouth and the eyes actually move
like
a cat.
Amazing.
So, I love it.
Let's have a listen as the lawyer has to explain he is not, in fact, a cat.
Javon, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but
it's so formal.
I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm prepared to go forward with it.
I can see that.
So
the sequel to Cats is so bizarre.
He is helpful. You can tell he's an older man and he's going through it. But here's the thing.
Oh, honey.
So, like, when you're watching the video, and we'll retweet this at Virgin Radio Toronto on Twitter and stuff like that, you'll be able to see it. The best part about it is the judge points out the fact that he's got the cat filter on. And the cat filter, when you move your eyes, yeah. the cat's eyes move too. So the cat's eyes start to move to the side like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
The helplessness in his voice is just...
Yeah. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but... I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The future. She is here. Toronto could be getting heated sidewalks along parts of the waterfront.
Ooh.
So a virtual consultation for the new Waterfront East LRT extension is happening next week. And part of that presentation is discussing heated pavement. It will be between TTC stops, building entrances, and on TTC platforms on Queens Quay East. So it would just basically melt the snow, cut down on salt, which would be good, and all that fun stuff.
And probably on lawsuits, too.
Yeah.
Can we finish the crosstown first?
Nope. Heated sidewalks.
No, I don't think... I don't think one has to do with the other. Like, I don't think you can make the crosstown go any faster.
No?
Right?
Are you sure?
No, I don't think you can. Like, you're boring into the earth. It's pretty tough.
Okay, it's boring, all right.
Yeah.
Hey. Kind of a good joke. All right.
Oh, it's 7:55, and that's a 6 out of 10.
He's warming up. He's got till 11 to figure it out. Let's go.
That's me throwing heat. I don't know what you're talking about. COVID-19 vaccine drone delivery could become a thing. So North American aircraft manufacturing company Dragonfly is developing a vaccine distribution scheme involving drones, which would be able to carry at least 100 single doses, saying Dragonfly will help us solve the problem that is the timely and precise distribution of the vaccine in hard-to-reach areas, which is cool. Yeah. I like the idea of robots giving us vaccines, because that's going to freak out a really weird portion of the internet.
I think, yeah, it will. But also, think about all the northern communities. Like, Ontario is so much bigger than we even realize. Yeah. Like, most of us have never been north of, like, Sudbury. It
takes 2 days
North
to get
Bay. Yeah, it takes 2 days to drive out of Ontario, right? So
and these are all communities that need help and need assistance.
100%. Why not have a drone up there? That's great.
If you guys watched the Super Bowl, I'm sure at some point you know this, that the guy jumped onto the field. He was streaking, which is why you didn't really get to see him on camera. Well, turns out that dude won $375,000.
How?
He made a prop bet that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Bet $50,000 on the prop bet, which was plus $750. I don't know what that means, but it means that he won $375,000 because he was the streaker at the Super Bowl. He took home $374,000 because he had to use $1,000 of that to bail himself out of jail, which he did.
What?
Well, and whatever the cost of the ticket was, too.
Yeah, I'm sure on top of that. But also, he had his friend involved as well. So I guess he told his friend to go on the field first and cause a distraction for security so he could get further out onto the field so he could get picked up by the cameras, and then he would win the bet.
I love that.
You know,
it's galaxy brain level stuff.
There's a lot of time to plan these things out in a pandemic, you know?
So here's a wrinkle to the story that I haven't confirmed yet, but this is what I've been hearing online. Apparently, he, like, took out the equity from his home.
What?
And that was what he bet on.
Stop it!
Yeah, so... You know, you always hear the term bet on yourself and follow your dreams. And
that's literally betting on yourself.
His wife's like, excuse me.
But $50,000?
Yeah.
You can't back out of that.
No.
You're streaking.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guarantee. I'm okay. I'll strip naked. I am going. Just $50,000? I'm not losing that.
This makes me wonder about society again.
I'm proud of him.
I think that's a smart business move. Good for him.
That's true.
Get your naked self off the field.
I do wish, one thing I would say, I wish he was wearing a mask. That's the only thing I'd say.
Yeah. I wish he was wearing a lot more than a mask. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. That pink thong he was wearing. Have you seen the pictures?
Look like Borat.
Not great.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
It's called a breakup because it's broken. Or is it?
Oh, no.
Producer Jesse, let's hear the email.
This is from Marianne. She says, this weekend I received an email from an ex that shook me. We dated for 3 years and broke up 2 years ago because he gave up on the relationship and ended up cheating on me.
His email this weekend
was long and tiresome, but he apologized for everything. I really appreciate the apology, and I'd be lying if I said it wasn't something I was longing for this entire time. Hmm. I'm in a new relationship and very happy, but I'm not sure if I should respond. I'd like to say thanks, but I don't want to open up Pandora's box. Do you have any advice?
Don't respond. Don't respond. He's put that out in the universe. That was for him. That was for his, you know, his healing. He wanted to get that out there. But you don't owe him anything. You don't.
Can we send him back like a meme?
Don't send him a meme.
No.
I feel like Adam's surprised with this response because you know me. I love to keep in touch with my exes, and I think
you
it's
love closure
important.
Too,
yeah.
though.
I love closure, but that's the closure for him. He's already had that. I don't think you need to respond, my love. Like, it's been 2 years. You've obviously forgiven him. You can hear it from the language. You don't need to respond to him, and it's not being petty. It's not being anything. You don't need to. You don't need to utilize that energy in that direction.
TJ, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, because I've sent that email. I didn't cheat, but I did send an email. There was a girl I dated for a couple years, and things didn't end great, and I had to take a lot of responsibility for why the relationship failed, and I didn't when we broke up. And after a lot of therapy, I realized that I was in the wrong for a lot of stuff, and I felt like she needed to hear that from me.
Yep.
And I sat on it for a while, and I sent the email, and I gotta be honest, when she replied back saying, thank you for saying those things, and we had like a small dialogue, it was very just friendly and it was nice.
Yeah.
That was literally a backpack full of weight just lifted. Like, I was fine
had
afterwards. Had she not responded, I would have been okay, but I'm glad that she did.
But that's good, though, because if you're emailing somebody just for the response, that is not an actual apology.
Yeah, you're trying to serve yourself at that point, right?
Yeah.
Let me say this, guys.
Here we go.
One time I had a girlfriend, and she was dead set against musicals. And I, Adam Wilde, love a good musical.
You do.
Wanted to take her to Jersey Boys because I said, it's really good. It tells a story about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Really fun, interesting, well-done musical. The movie sucked, by the way. Wanted to take her. She refused to go.
What is the story?
Just let me freaking tell it, okay?
So far, it's a long walk. So, a short drink of water.
So,
Adam,
one time,
guru.
She reached out. She reached out and she said, hey, Adam, finally saw Jersey Boys. This is after a couple of years of dating. And her words, she said, you were right. I'm sorry I was such a cow about it. And the closure that gave me was
Adam,
huge.
No, Adam's right. No.
Story was worth it.
Yeah. So, let me just throw this at you. Now, here's what we really want to know. You've heard the Jack side and the TJ side. The Jack side is, don't put any energy towards it. The TJ side is, well, sometimes it's good for both parties.
Yeah.
Want to know what you found. You've been in a similar situation as, what's her name?
Marianne.
Okay, so Marianne's situation, you've been there. What should Marianne do based on your experience? You are now the love guru along with Jax. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text, and if we can ever see musicals again, Jersey Boys is a good one. I'm just throwing it out there.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Quick recap, Jesse, Marianne's story.
Marianne received an email this weekend from an ex, and he apologized for giving up on the relationship a few years back, and Marianne doesn't know if she should respond because she's in a very happy place right now.
And Jax, you say don't respond.
Well, by giving up, he cheated on her.
Yes.
And they haven't talked in a few years, and I just don't think it's worth her time. She's moved on.
Jennifer, what do you think she should do?
If it's coming from a place of, you know, the person has taken responsibility for their actions and they genuinely feel sorry, I think it wouldn't hurt just to say, you know, thank you for those words. I really appreciate hearing that. But it doesn't have to go anywhere from there. Mm-hmm. But if it sounds like this person's just trying to get a reaction out of you, trying to talk to you, then it's probably best to just ignore it. Because I've been there and I just straight up said, hey, I've made it very clear that I don't want to speak to you ever again.
And that's my worry because she mentioned in the message that she's worried that the dialogue will continue further and that she doesn't want her boundaries pushed. So if she's already kind of having those, you know, apprehensions, I do worry about that.
Honestly, when I sent my email, that was what I got back and that was enough for me. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I think it just depends on where it's coming from.
Did you ghost her replies?
Did you guys keep talking? I'm pretty sure you guys kept talking.
So anyway, what's up?
So, like, Wednesdays, right? Crazy.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Of course.
And we got text messages, TJ.
Yeah, from the 647. Marianne should ask her current partner how he feels about replying. If it upsets him at all, it's not worth it whether or not she wants to do it.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't care either way, then just do what feels right.
Focus on the now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Another text message.
Another one from the 905. She needs to ignore it. Like Jack said, she's already moved on and in a new relationship, so why ruin that? And from the 705, don't respond to that ex. Been there, done that. They just want to get lucky again or see if there's a potential to get some.
Yeah. He's also probably seeking, like, I don't know, amends or, like, her reprieve or something, which is not necessarily healthy.
What if you respond like it's a business email? What if you're like, stop. Dear ex, I hope this message finds you well. Mm-hmm. Can we please circle back to this on a later date? Potentially EOW, bracket, end of week, end bracket.
Living healthy and living honestly is the best apology. So if he's really sorry, he's already living it.
You guys, I'm upset.
Yeah. Why?
TJ neglected the best text message there.
Which is?
Oh my God, Jersey Boys was the best.
Oh, okay.
And I was right.
I'm not going to push your narrative on Jersey Boys.
Thank you, TJ.
We're talking about cats.
In all honesty, I think what it is, Jax, I have to 100% agree with you. I think you'll leave it.
Yep.
You got a partner. You got to focus on the now.
I guess I'm the only one that gives a crap about forgiveness.
Okay. Stop it.
99.9 Virgin Radio with Rihanna.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Snapchat is introducing a new feature called Friend Checkup to help manage your friends list. So it will prompt users to take a look at their friends list and remove people who aren't their real friends, as Snapchat puts it. So essentially, it'll put a little notification saying, like, this person doesn't follow you back. So they're not looking at your stuff, and you're like, it doesn't want you to waste your time.
Yeah.
Because they're not a real friend. A real friend will watch your content.
True friends.
So it's all part of a larger internet health and safety initiative to prevent the spread of misinformation, other harmful content or experiences on the platform. I actually kind of love this. I think it's a really great idea and would love to see it on various other platforms.
Well, Twitter and Instagram will tell you who follows, like, Instagram will be like, do you want to follow them back? Or, you know, if they follow you,
they have
whatever.
A subtle way of telling you.
Yeah, and Twitter for sure tells you. And I think there are people, like celebrities and stuff, you expect they're not going to follow you back. But there are people that are, like, in your peripheral friend group who are like, hey, Rick, could you follow me back?
Come on, Nana, follow me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nana?
Hey, you guys ready for a really fun survey? Our go-to date nights a year ago versus our top date nights now.
Ooh, this is going to hurt, isn't it?
A new study asked people to name their top five. So the five most popular date nights before the pandemic hit were 1, going out to dinner. 2, going out shopping together. 3, going to the movies. 4, outdoor activities away from home. Or 5, going to the park.
Oh!
You can still go to the park.
Can you go to the park?
That one's still pretty. Yeah.
Like in the summer, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The most popular date nights today? Getting delivery or takeout, cooking dinner together, movie nights at home, game nights at home, and playing video games together. Yeah. All of which actually are still delightful.
Yeah, they're still fun. It's just like when you do them all the time.
Do people get to play video games together?
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to do one day.
Yeah. My girlfriend loves playing Overcooked. It's a game where you have to like run a kitchen. And like you have a little like character guy, and you have to like chop the spinach and like you have to do it really quick.
Yeah.
What are you playing on?
On PlayStation. She yells at the TV. It's really funny.
Overcooked. Yeah. Okay,
she'll like yell at the guy
to run
faster. Things
are spicing up in Liberty Village, aren't they?
Wow. It's the pinnacle of romance right there. The sad news continues. Kyle Lowry is selling his house in Toronto, and people are worried that he's leaving. His $5.3 million North York home is for sale. He's a free agent at the end of the season. Oh. Raps fans are notably sad and anxious and worried about it. Don't do this to us, Kyle. Don't hurt us like we hurt you. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Jeez, TJ. Thanks for leaving us with that one. Jeez. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, guys.
Holy smokes.
Everything's going to be okay.
He's got a great butt, though.
He is a great butt.
He does have a nice bum.
You know, listen, I think Kyle Lowry could be a life worth the Raptors.
I hope so.
If we treat him right.
We do. We've been good to him.
Let me just repeat. He has a $5.3 million home. I think he's doing
just
fine.
I just want to make sure everyone's happy, okay?
What a championship.
I also think he's probably looking at it like he's not going to see that home this year. They're playing in Tampa. Yeah. They're not allowed to come to Canada. So also why have it?
Also, the market right now? Are you kidding me?
It's red hot for $5 million houses. Huge market. Huge market for that. It's Ariana Grande, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's sexy.
Virgin Mornings ranks Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's a big one today. Chocolate and candy. That's the category. Your top three. Give them to us. 999-999 or 416-872-9999. We'll give you ours.
Number three.
We're starting generic, boys. I'm talking those cheap chocolate hearts, the ones you get from the dollar store. They kind of taste like an advent calendar. There's nothing inside of them.
Nothing
you get
special.
Them from your teacher, usually, when you're a child, but they're just delicious. They taste like the season, which is kind of sad and empty.
Always a little bit disappointing.
You know what I mean?
TJ, number two or number three for you.
Mine's a little bit more broad than that. Any chocolate that comes in a heart-shaped box, but the day after Valentine's Day because it's like 80% off because it's in the shape of a heart.
Yes.
And the fact that it comes in a heart-shaped box reminds you of the holiday, and I like branding, so that works for me.
Okay.
Adam Wilde.
There it is. For me, candy hearts with a little message on them.
Oh, clever! conversation candy hearts. Yes.
Now, what is the best conversation candy heart message you guys have ever received?
You're
stop
mine.
Stop talking to me.
You are mine. Stop talking to me. I got a you are cute in grade 8, and I still haven't forgotten it. Oh, yeah.
He is cute.
Number two.
Well, that was my number two, was conversation candy hearts. And I love them because they're either rock hard or they dissolve in your mouth like air. You know what I mean? Like, there's no in between. They just kind of like go away like cotton candy.
Yeah.
But I love them. And you could really send a message to your crush in elementary with them.
They are literally the least satisfying thing.
There's something to them.
Yeah.
Don't mind.
TJ.
Number two, spicy cinnamon hearts. Because they give you that little kick in the mouth. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. For the longest portion of my life, spicy cinnamon hearts were the spiciest food I could eat. And I would get very proud of myself for being able to handle the spice level. Mm-hmm. I still kind of am, if I'm being honest. Number two, spicy cinnamon hearts.
Still working on ketchup with TJ. It's too spicy. For me, number two is chocolate roses / flowers.
Ooh.
Oh.
When you get them on the stick, you know what I'm talking about? With the See, here's the thing. They're better than real flowers because you don't end up throwing them out in a week. And number two, the person who you give them to is like 99% likely to share a few with you. So it's really the gift you get both of you, right? You got to look out for number one sometimes.
Number one.
Boys, you know what? My number one was going to be cinnamon hearts. I love them and they kind of confuse you whether you have acid reflux or you're a child. But I'm going to pivot right now. I'm going with chocolate covered strawberries as my number one.
Jack.
Yeah, those are delicious. They're decadent, a little hard on the outside, soft on the inside. It's a beautiful time.
You ever tried to make them yourself, though?
Absolutely, and it's a terrible
idea. It's
terrible.
Hard.
It's really
Why
hard.
Why is it so hard?
Leave it to the pros. Because like,
it
has to be
sweaty. And
you have to do it in, it's very temperature controlled. Right?
Wait, the strawberries get sweaty or you get sweaty?
Both.
Yeah,
next one from TJ.
You guys mentioned it before, those candy hearts with the little messages written on them, but I liked it because they tasted awful, but the nice messages on the front I found were very inspirational. I love you, be mine, let's get busy. I got one of those ones that changed my life. And also, if you were like me, you would spend all of your time when you were handing out Valentine's as when you were younger, I would go through the bag to make sure, with my dirty fingers, to make sure that I found the right messages for the right people.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
they were
good.
Never
that's
reciprocated.
That's called childhood anxiety.
That's a
right
lot
And that's another piece of the puzzle falls into place, doesn't it? Okay,
what's your number one?
My number one is what yours was and is what TJ's was number two. Cinnamon hearts.
Oh, so good.
Now, here's the thing about
candy,
cinnamon hearts sum up Valentine's Day. Yeah. Does anyone really like them? No.
No.
Does anyone really like Valentine's Day?
I like Valentine's Day.
You like it, but it's okay. But here's the thing. Cinnamon hearts are to Valentine's Day what candy corn is to Halloween.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's there. Nobody's really sure why it's there or that they even like it. But every Valentine's Day, you do take at least one big scoop.
Yeah.
You throw those cinnamon hearts in your face like you haven't eaten in like a whole week. And you go, I instantly regret this. And your tongue is red for the next week.
And
they're
teeth
spicy.
Hurt? Yeah, they crack your teeth.
It's
terrible. They're always so hard.
Yeah, and the thing is that they're never not hard.
I know.
Like it takes 8 hours to dissolve those things in your mouth. And if you dare try to chew on them, you're losing a molar. It's crazy.
Yep.
Now, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. We need your top three. Did we miss a few? Are you screaming in your car right now going, I cannot believe you guys did not include? Hit us up with it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Top three, candy / chocolate for Valentine's Day. That's the category. TJ, what are the texts saying?
We got a couple here from the 416, and I don't know how we missed a few of these, but the Reese's Cup hearts.
Excuse me? I didn't know that those
I didn't
were
know those existed.
I don't believe that they come wrapped, you know, like the little paper that they have underneath. I don't think they come with that. I think you just take them out of the foil, but they are in the shape of a heart.
Oh. Well, I've spent my life ignoring Reese's Pieces because they're gross. So,
I'm Adam. I hate chocolate and peanut butter, and I'm unique.
They're yucky. Okay? I said it.
You have a lot of bad takes, but that might be like your God-tier level bad take.
I think they're overrated. They're totally overrated. Okay. I'm going to come over there. I can't, but one day I will be able to.
Try.
I have to stay socially distanced, but one of these days.
Almost. From the 905, Hershey Kisses, that from Ryan. How did we forget Hershey Kisses?
I love Hershey Kisses. They're so good.
They are good. Now, okay. Can we just, do we like the striped Hershey Kisses? Do we like the white chocolate, the dark chocolate, the milk chocolate? Like, what are you going for?
See, I only ever think about Hershey Kisses around Christmas time because when they have the candy cane flavored one.
Oh, yeah, those ones are really good. I didn't realize how many different flavors that there were until Christmas when they put them all out.
Can I ask what you guys are all laughing at?
Just I don't know.
Jack's threatening you. Yeah. Made me laugh really, really hard.
All right, fair enough.
Last one here from the 416.
This is serious business.
Yeah, yeah. Toblerones and Ferrero Rocher, which I'm going to lump together because I would call that like high class chocolate.
See, those are Christmassy to me.
No, because Toblerone does a rose, I do believe, don't they? They do like a long one. And it comes, it's like a super long Toblerone and then has a rose at the top. Yeah.
Also, people are really upset with your hot take about...
Good. Triple nine, double nine if Adam's wrong.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah. I'm going to say it one more time. Oof. Reese's Pieces are bad. They're bad. There you go.
Canadian company, so.
No, it's
you hate
not.
Local business, I guess. I'm making that
Canadian
up. But
Canadian company. Get out of here.
Yeah, so, down the road. He doesn't support local. No. That's what I heard.
I heard that it's just like a mom and pop that have been doing it out of their kitchen.
I heard Adam Wilde hates the economy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said from the 905, Adam, you take that back. You are no longer my favorite. From the 587, Adam has issues. End of story.
Wow.
Guys, listen.
I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good too.
I feel good. Yeah.
Good day to be us.
I'm upset. Yes. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto could be getting heated sidewalks along parts of the waterfront. So a virtual consultation for the new Waterfront East LRT extension is happening next week. And part of that presentation is discussing this heated pavement. It would be between TTC stops, building entrances, and on TTC platform on Queens Quay East, which would be pretty neat and very futuristic. The guy who went streaking during the Super Bowl, which might sound like a surprise, there was someone on the field. Apparently, they were streaking, and I guess they didn't want to show that.
They never show it on camera. No. They go to commercial break right away.
Weird how that works. Anyway, because he did that, he won $375,000.
So how did he do it?
On a prop bet. So he bet $50,000 on the prop bet that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. Of course, he was the person who streaked, and because he bet it was plus 750, whatever that means, he ended up making $375,000. He took home $374,000 because he had to use 1,000 of that to bail himself out of jail. He got on the field by coercing his buddy into going first, that security would be distracted by him, and then he made it onto the field and stripped.
Amazing.
Do you think his buddy made a cut?
I would assume.
Also, I have a question about betting, and I know producer Jesse's the guy to ask because he's the only one who does prop bets here. So when you make a bet on the Super Bowl, let's say it's about the length of the national anthem, the money that you bet, is that part of the prize money that comes back, or do you also get that refunded? So let's say you bet $100 on Lady Gaga and she goes over and you win, okay?
Right.
And you win $200.
Yeah.
Is $100 of that $200 the money that you bet?
Yes, so it depends on the odds, obviously, on what you're betting on. But most of the time, it's like, hey, you bet $100 to win $200, so minus your $100.
Okay,
so it'd be like, you won $100.
So for him, it would be the $375 minus the $1,000 to bail him out of jail.
So still $325.
Minus another $1,000 because he had to pay for a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah,
probably $10,000 for his buddy. So we're still $275 making out pretty good there.
Pretty good.
I don't hate that.
The story online, and I haven't confirmed this yet, is that he took the money out of his house. Like, he took the equity out of his home.
Home equity!
And bet that. Oh, like, hey, honey, I'm going to spend a bunch of money on Super Bowl tickets. Also, I'm going to get nude and run across the field, but I'm going to come home with a whole bunch of money and a criminal record.
That's grounds for divorce, right?
I swear to God. Yeah. I swear to God.
I swear to God, Brad. Not again. Kyle Lowry is selling his house in Toronto, and people are really worried that he's leaving. His $5.3 million North York home is up for sale. He's a free agent at the end of the year. Raps fans are notably sad and scared. Don't do this to us, Kyle. Don't hurt us like we hurt you.
You got to remember, Kyle Lowry is playing in Tampa with the rest of the Raptors right now. He hasn't seen that home since the Raptors won the championship, and then we went into like a pandemic.
Yeah.
So, he's going to sell it. It costs a lot of money to ride a $5 million dollar home. No.
Plus, the market's hot right now, guys.
Yeah.
The market is hot. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We just got a text message from Hamilton, 905. Hey, my dad is a camera operator, and it's literally a rule on broadcasts not to follow a guy if he's on the field streaking. The camera guys could lose their job if they follow him, so
really?
They all look away. Yeah. And the reason for that is you just don't want to encourage more, right?
Yeah.
The point is the spectacle.
Yeah. The internet does exist, though. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wow, that guy's a genius.
So smart.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
It's Wednesday. Time to judge.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Now, producer Jesse.
Yes.
You get the emails at 999virginradio.ca where anybody, including you, can submit
We change the names, we hide the identities, but not the story, so let's hear it.
This is from Lisa. She says, my sister-in-law is livid with me and my husband because I, quote, stole her baby's name. I'm 3 months pregnant, and right now I want my little girl's name to be Nova. My husband's sister has a 2-year-old girl named Nova. And yes, I love her little girl, and that's where I got the idea. When my husband told her about our plan, she said, you can't steal my baby's name, and wants us to go with something different. My husband thinks we should just leave it, because honestly, there are plenty of other names I'm more than fine with going with. But because she told us to change it, now I want to name our child Nova strictly out of spite. My sister-in-law doesn't own the name Nova. Would I be a bad person if I went through with this?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yep. You are a bad person because you said the key word, which is spite.
Yep.
You're doing it out of spite.
You were fine until that point.
Yeah.
I have no problem when people use, even in the same family, I'm probably in the minority with that, but I don't have a problem with people using the same names.
No, you're right. It's like, it's a big world. Relax.
And I do love spite. And I love a petty action, but the question isn't, does TJ love this petty action? The question is, am I a bad person? And yes, you're a bad person for doing it out of spite.
I feel like the sister-in-law is missing an opportunity. They could call them the Novi.
What's that?
Yeah, you got it.
Is that the plural for Novi?
Be like a cut? No, fine. You know what? I try. Listen.
Big day.
Listen.
Big
day. You know, I feel every day.
There he is.
Swinging a miss.
Delivering the hits.
I'm trying to find a way where she isn't a bad person in this. So let's go through this, okay?
Okay.
So she loves her niece.
Yeah.
Right? Loves her niece.
Yeah.
Niece's name is Nova. And you go, man, I love that name and I love that little girl. I can't see why I shouldn't be able to take this and use this name.
Yeah.
Although I have to be honest with you. What's her name?
Lisa.
Lisa, you're nuts. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Taking it, the kid is 2 years old. Yeah. They came up with the name. How many flipping names are there? And we don't even use just English names in the English language anymore. We use we take every culture's names and we're like, it's our name now.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Wait.
You're is out this the first time that we all agree
Hold on,
in I'm this segment?
Partially?
No, he's going to find a way.
Here we go.
Here's what she's doing.
Adam Wilde Esquire.
Yeah. She knows. She knows she's not going to name her. Lisa knows she's not going to name her daughter that. And the reason that she sent the email is to go, here's what I'm thinking. I know I'm wrong, but here's what I'm thinking.
But she wants that satisfaction.
She's having a spiteful moment, but she's not going to follow through on it. Therefore, not a bad person.
What? How did you even get?
Whoa.
Woo!
You tired?
No.
That's a long run.
I'm energized. I'm fired up. I'm ready. Let's go to court. Whoa. Now. All right, let's hear it. 872-9999-999-999 to text. She's not a bad person in my mind because she hasn't followed through. If she had followed through, she would be a bad person. Hasn't done anything yet, though, guys.
Oh.
That's the question.
He kind of brings up a good point.
No, TJ.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Give us a story, Jesse.
Lisa is 3 months pregnant and wants to name her child Nova. Nova is the name of her sister-in-law's 2-month-old child. And the sister-in-law asked Lisa to not name her child Nova. But Lisa wants to go through it the name strictly out of spite.
Now, Jackson TJ say this is a bad person.
Petty spaghetti.
Right.
Once you bring spite into it, you're a bad person.
Yes.
And I say not a bad person because she hasn't done it yet. You have to commit a crime for there to be a judgment on that. Until such time as she does, good person. Now, Dan, what do you think? Bad person?
Absolutely. It's a really spiteful move.
Yep.
And even though I know that, you know, you stretched it into not a bad person, that was like beyond stretching.
Right?
You have a relationship with your sister-in-law for the rest of your life, maybe, while they're married in that family, and you want to pull a spiteful move and cause a war and family drama when there's a million other names out there and you've admitted that? Not.
We're putting people in jail for crimes they haven't committed yet.
Oh,
I see where we're at with this segment.
No, I mean, you're looking
Dan,
at
she
hasn't done it repercussions of what will happen when you know and you admit in your letter that you really don't want to do it anyway. So if you just want to do it to cause trouble,
but she's not done it yet.
She has not committed the crime yet, but there is a law about conspiracy to commit a crime.
Getting publicity on it.
Intention. Intent.
Yes, but she is admitting to that.
Dan, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to argue with him. He's in a pit. He's in a pit right now.
He's like a panicked squirrel in a large puddle. He doesn't know what to do right now.
Dan, you call us back, TJ and I, later, okay?
I will. No, it's just so wrong.
Fine, whatever.
It's not looking good, man.
We're getting to the results next. It's Jason Derulo in the meantime. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Almost time for the results, but not yet. Not yet. One more recap on the story, Jesse.
Hold on.
Turn on your microphone. There it is.
Lisa's 3 months pregnant and wants to name her child Nova. Nova is the name of her sister-in-law's two-month-old. The sister-in-law asked Lisa to not name her child Nova, but Lisa wants to go through with it strictly out of spite.
TJ and Jack say, spite, bad person. Teddy. I say, action hasn't happened yet, can't be a bad person. What are the text messages saying?
You know, it hasn't looked good for you, my friend, but from the 289, not a bad person because... First of all, if she does it, then it would be hilarious, and it's okay for the sake of comedy. Also, it doesn't actually do any harm. It's just funny and stupid. Mm. So that's who you've aligned yourself with.
These are my people.
Another text in the 289. She's a bad person for getting her sister-in-law riled up. Nova is clearly not a family name and is unique, so it's not one you'd expect anyone else in the family to have. Not like Michael or Sarah, for example. Whether or not she goes through with it is irrelevant. It's the riling her up and doing it purely out of spite that makes her a bad person.
No, Adam wants people to be riled up for no reason.
You don't know that it's
life
not
is
a family
not Twitter,
name.
Adam.
It could be Nova, tenth of her name.
That's right. So, my grandmother's name is Nova. You're right.
There you go. Yeah.
And her grandmother's name is Nova.
All right, producer Jesse, give us the results.
It is 85% bad person.
So what you're saying is... Adam's wrong.
Let's not rub his nose in it. Adam, I commend you for dying on a hill that did not need to be died on.
I did a lot of mental gymnastics to get
here.
You
really did.
I'm so happy
that
you worked so hard.
On
should
the be. Spot, I came up with an unimpeachable argument. The reality is, whether your opinion is right or not, it doesn't matter.
Put the shovel away, old boy. Put the shovel away.
She hasn't done it yet.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.